Welcome back to the podcast. Today we are with Seb and Alec.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Woo! I know, so exciting having people on the podcast. So
it's actually here.
Honestly, I've heard so much good things about this podcast.
I don't know from who, but thank you. So
no problem.
At the end of the podcast, I'm gonna ask you 10 just actual questions about your lives. But let's start off with a few dumb questions. These are first generally dumb questions. These aren't any of your topics, Seb. These are just dumb questions. They don't actually have an answer. They just, you just make up an answer, okay? For both you and Alec.
All right.
I will also put it in the DMs if the mic cuts out a bit. So,
sure.
Seb, Alec, if corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil, if corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what is baby oil made from?
A baby's sweat.
Baby sweat, okay. Alec, do you have the same?
Gasoline,
okay. There is no answer to this. Just give me, what do you think it should be called?
I might have to go with Alec on this, actually. It might be gasoline.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, hey, quick question. Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah, sure. You do you.
Alright, thanks.
Next question.
You can't fucking...
Oh, my bad, bro. Fucking
okay, next question would be, why is an electrical outlet called an outlet when you plug things into it? Shouldn't it be called an inlet?
Oh, shit.
Because it sticks out of the wall, you silly goose.
And when you stick the stuff into it, it, like, sticks out even more. Like, if you stick an extension plug into it, it, like, sticks out of the wall. So, technically, that's why it works. So, outlet.
Exactly. Extending your mom.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But the electricity out of the wall. So, yeah.
Okay. Next question. Why is an alarm clock going, quote-unquote, off when it actually turns on?
Because you
no,
know,
because you turn it off, right? So
okay.
So let's say, for example, you're with a girl and that girl is an alarm clock. Notoriously, alarm clocks are known to be annoying, and usually annoying women turn men off.
Okay.
Message was...
Okay, you know what? That's an answer. I'll take it. So next question. If money doesn't grow on trees, then why do banks have branches?
Well, money does grow on trees. It's paper.
What the fuck have I never asked these questions before? These are good questions, Christian. Why are they called branches?
Because they branch out, obviously. I don't know.
Alec knows all the answers. I feel like he's seen this. Okay, why does the sun lighten our hair but darken our skin?
Because the sun is racist.
Sun, like, gets rid of the pigment in your hair, but the ultraviolet light gives you a tan, so that's why the skin.
Yes. Okay. How come you press harder on a remote control when you know the battery is dead?
Because it... like, forces the battery to work harder.
Because power a tiny bit.
Because, you know, peer pressure. The battery's peer pressure to work harder if you press harder.
Why is the man who invests all your money called a broker?
Because usually they make you go broke in, like, the next week.
Exactly.
Don't trust those people. Investment's fucking retard. No, I can't say that. I'm gonna go. Investment is... beneficial for you.
Okay.
Investment is mentally not great.
Exactly. Especially when you use all in Forex.
If an orange is orange, why isn't a lime called a green or a lemon called a yellow?
Because the color orange is named after the fruit.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Because it's just the way it is, you know? You don't say, hey, yo, give me some of that green. Oh, wait, no, you actually can. No, that applies to weed. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that. That's good. These are good questions, Crystal.
These are stupid questions.
So, can blind people see their dreams?
No, they're blind.
Okay.
I don't know what to add to that.
Well, now I'm actually able to see.
Okay, that's it for these questions. We'll go back to them a little later. These next questions are a little more, they're actual answers to them, and they're a little more serious. Seb, you said to me that your best subject was PE.
Yeah.
So, these are some PE questions. I hope you get right. So, Seb, which of the following is not an Olympic sport? Basketball, cricket, athletics, or swimming? Which is not an athletic, is not in the Olympics?
Cricket.
Wow. One for one.
Thank you.
This is a Miss Birchnell question. Which of the following activities is best for improving cardiovascular health? Sit-ups, aerobics, bowling, or stretching?
Aerobic.
What are the options again, sorry?
Aerobics, sit-ups, bowling, stretching.
Best for cardiovascular?
Yeah.
Aerobic.
Wait, hold on. Cardiovascular is cardio, meaning bowling.
No, what the
Why did you agree with Alec? Alec got it.
What? It's aerobic.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what?
I have a
What's
five,
on your mind?
I have a 5 in wellness, okay?
Okay, it's all good. Back to the more PE-based questions. True or false, physical activity is the same as exercise?
Define how you define physical activity.
You define it. You know, you just think in your head. Like, there's a right answer and a wrong answer. Just think.
Isn't physical activity like what you choose your body to do? So wouldn't it kind of be the same? Like, what defines exercise, right? Like, exercise.
Exercise, because, like...
Exercise could also be anything your body does.
Yeah, but, like, fat people could, like, do more... Wait, no, hold on.
Stop right there, Seb.
Sorry.
Any person.
I think they're the same thing. Physical activity and exercise, I think
depends
the same
how
thing.
You define.
Yeah, it depends how you define them, but I think for me they're probably just...
Yeah, I wouldn't be wrong. You guys explained it well. It says false, but you guys explained it well enough.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, list 5 sports that begin with the letter S.
Well, football.
Wait, F or F?
S.
Football? Okay.
S.
S. My bad. Okay, so there's sailing.
Okay. Shop.
Do you
count skateboarding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Swimming.
Okay. One more.
And skydiving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or
now, guys,
soccer.
Because I know you're ball super football. Health nerds. Name 4 vegetables that begin with the letter C.
Carrot. cabbage.
Uh-huh. Cucumber.
Oh, one more.
Coconut the fruit.
Calamansi
is a fruit, right?
Yeah, I count it as a fruit.
Shit.
Cactus.
Let me see, is cactus a vegetable?
Does that count?
It's both of them and a vegetable, I'll count it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now we're gonna move on to some really idiotic math questions.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, guys.
Sorry.
Look at Discord, because these are longer questions that I think you should read. I've asked these the last 2 people. They've gotten it correct, so if you don't get it, you...
Shit.
Who are the last 2 people?
Okay, so...
All right.
If 1 equals 3, 2 equals 3, 3 equals 5, 4 equals 4, 5 equals 4, then 6 equals...
Wait, did you post this in the Discord?
Yeah.
Wait, 1 equals 3, 2 equals... How the fuck does 2 equals 3?
If 1 equals 3, 2 equals 3, 3 equals 5, 4 equals 4, 5 equals 4, then 6 equals...
How should I know?
Okay, so, I mean, if you just look at it, it's just, like, the pattern.
It's funny.
3, 3, 5, 4, 4...
I think this is funny, that's a huge problem, but... This is.
Am I gonna look super stupid? I think I'm gonna fucking get demoted to like middle school math after this.
You think you are? How does five?
My hint is these aren't actually like super mathy questions. They're like just like it kind of dude like dumb questions.
Also equal four.
Wait, 1 equals 3, 2 equals 3, 3 equals 5, 4 equals 4, wait, hold on, let me math, hold on, wait.
They think it's a math.
6 equals 3?
It's actually funnier. Why?
Because the letter's in the number.
You guys got it. Nice.
Yeah!
So, I am an odd number, take away one letter, and I become even. What number am I? I feel like I'm just asking.
Wait, you're an odd number, I feel like, and then take out one letter, you become even?
I feel like I'm asking this question.
I know, one?
Like, these math
questions. No, you fucking idiot! No, because if you do six, take away the S, it becomes a 9, but that becomes even to odd.
How does 6, you remove S, become 9?
6 is...
Like, if you write the letter S, like, if it becomes S-I-X...
No. Okay, you know what? Think about it like that. Sure. You got it. You can do it. I believe in you.
Even.
I don't believe
Take away
that.
One letter.
I have tricked them.
7.
I have deceived them.
How? Because if you remove the S, then it's even.
I like it too, smart.
Yo!
Sorry, what's your answer?
7.
Freaking Alec, that was so on the literal wrong path. Dumb. Okay. Next question. Using only an addition, you can use multiple additions. How do you add 8 eights and get the number 1,000?
Fucking no. What? I don't understand the question.
Using only addition, not an addition, multiple additions are possible. How do you add 8 eights and get the number 1,000?
I have no idea. Wait.
Wait. Using only addition, how do you add 8? Can you combine the 8 to turn, like, 88?
I can't answer questions like that. Yeah, it's just...
Okay, wait. 888
plus... I literally just gave that away. I'm so dumb. Holy...
That's 33. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 40. No, that doesn't work.
Wait, so you can put them together, right?
He didn't answer that.
Wait. No, but, like, you can put, like...
88 plus 8 plus 8. Oh, my God, I'm so smart. Okay, so, 888.
Okay.
So, plus 88.
Okay.
8. Plus 8 plus 8. That should be 1,000, right?
What does that mean?
Yes, good job.
Oh, damn. Okay.
How do I have a 5 in math?
I don't know. You're kind of destroying this quiz. You and Alec. Right. So, next question. Which 3 numbers have the same answer, whether they're added or multiplied together? Which 3 numbers have the same answer, whether they're added or multiplied together?
Who?
No, wait.
What? I don't know how to answer that.
Zero.
Zero.
And one. Zero a number?
Yeah, it is. It could. You could use zero.
Okay. Oh, wait. Zero. Wait. One times two equals.
Wait, but doesn't anything times zero just equal zero? So can you just use that?
Oh shit! Yeah.
No, yeah. They have to be added or multiplied. So, example, if I had 3, 4, 5, they'd 3 plus 4 is 7, plus 5 is 12.
But so is it 1, 2, and
3? Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah. Pretty fun. Okay.
Kaboom!
Next question. There's a basket containing 5 apples. How do you divide the apples among 5 children so that each child has 1 apple while 1 apple remains in the basket?
Kill a child.
I don't think that's part of it.
Sam.
I don't know. Commit a child.
Okay, guys. Oh. These are the answers I was looking for.
Okay. I don't know, split one in half.
Wait. There's about 5 apples. How do you divide apples among 5 children?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't believe in those. There's no way they get that.
So what you want to do is get the apples, okay? But then take the core out of one of the apple. Wait, you planted the core?
Yes.
Okay. So
you plant another tree.
And then you grow it in the basket. You grow the tree in the basket.
Exponential increase.
You guys are overthinking this question. Think about a super dumb basic answer.
You give each child 5.
You give one to Christian.
I don't think that's allowed. Think about.
All right. So you sell each apple for 5, and then you buy apples for $1, and then.
Okay. Think about it this way. You have 5 apples in that basket, right?
Yeah.
You can give it to 4 children. Then you'd have 1 apple in the basket remaining. What would you give the 5th child then?
Fucking apple in the basket. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yep. There you go. Got it.
We got it.
So, 2 girls were born to the same mother at the same time, on the same day, in the same month, in the same year, and yet somehow they're not twins. Why not?
Wait. They're adopted. No. Is it?
No.
Wait.
Born the same mother, same time, same day, same month, same year, yet somehow not twins.
Mother's a whole... to go to the same mother, same time, same day, same month.
I don't know.
The same year. How are they not twins?
They were born in leap years. I don't know.
Are you kidding me? The audio screwed up. So here is me talking. Woo. Let's go. Yeah. He says cut it because his mic just goes oom. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this podcast or enjoy it.
Wait, but were they also born on the same week?
Yes. Everything is the same. But there's a reason why they're not twins.
One's a dude, no. That doesn't change anything. Stupid. Wait, can you actually cut that out of the podcast, please? I don't want to die.
Why would you say that? I can try cutting it out.
Thank you.
Because they are triplets.
What? How did you get it?
Wait.
Yeah, does that count?
That's the answer.
Triplets, I don't care. Yeah, okay.
We have no...
Riddle me this, Batman.
What?
Wait.
Oh,
I don't even know.
Okay,
next one.
Next question. This is a more mathy one. A ship is anchored in a port. It has a ladder which hangs over the side. The length of the ladder is 200 centimeters. The distance between each rung is 20 centimeters, and the bottom rung touches the water. The tide rises at the rate of 10 cm an hour. When will the water reach the 5th rung?
The fuck is a rung?
It's like the thing between ladders. Just when will it reach?
Is it the handles?
I think so. I don't know, though. You know, you can math it out. You got this.
Is 200, each rung's 20. Bottom rung touches the water. Okay.
That they have to use math.
There's 10 rungs, meet because there's it's 20 centimeters between each.
You got this, Seb and Alex.
I've no idea. I don't.
That's the second one. 3, 4. That's the third one. 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven.
No. But okay, here's my hint. You got it wrong. Think about what happens when the water rises. What happens to the boat? Also.
Your mom.
My mom.
It rises. It'll never touch it because the boat rises.
Christian's mom.
Okay, my mom. Alec got it. How did he know?
Wait, what? Wait.
Seb, you got it. They would never rise.
They would not. What?
It wouldn't rise because if the wind rises, the boat's gonna rise as well.
Alright. Right.
Very smart. Okay. Next question. Last math question. The day before yesterday, I was 25. The next year, I'll be 28. This is true only one day in a year. What day is my birthday?
I don't know, February 9th?
What? Yeah, maybe.
Is it? No, the day before yesterday, I was 25. The next year, I will be 28.
No, but years are 4 years.
Oh, wait. Really? Oh, God. Day in a year. What day is my birthday?
Yeah, what day is it?
When is Hitler's birthday? Is he just fuck shit up? I don't know. April 1? No.
Get wrecked. April Fool's.
Wait.
There's only 12 months.
Is it?
It's not that hard.
Is it? Wait, January 1st?
Very close to January 1st.
December 31st?
No, December 30th.
Okay, just give me the final answer. 30th or 31st? You only have this.
31st. I'll say
31st. It's the 31st. Great job, guys.
Oh!
Right. Why?
I don't know.
Let me Google why. Give me a second. Okay. Wait. Why is this... Your birthday is on the 31st of December, and you will turn 26, and next year, 31 December 2018, you'll turn 27, and the next year, you're... Oh, okay. Wait, I'll send the answer in DM.
Fucking get it. I just guessed.
Birthday is on the 31st of December 2017, and you'll turn 26. So the next year, 31st December 2018, you'll turn 27. Next year, you're 28.
Right.
I still don't understand why that's right, but okay.
Okay,
time for some trick questions.
Oh, here we go.
So.
Yeah.
Alex, Seb. What is always coming but never arrives?
Your mom.
Literal children. Okay. What? That's not the answer.
Wait. What is it?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Alec knew the answer from the start.
Man, you said mom. Your mom and me.
So. Next question. What can be broken but is never held?
My heart. What? No.
A promise.
What the fuck?
Are you kidding me? Stop! It's too good!
Some of these were in the Batman movies, bro.
What is it that lives if it is fed and dies if you give it a drink?
It's an hefty because he's a fucking lightweight.
That it's fed.
That lives if it's fed.
How Hayden? What? The...
why didn't you bring her off? I don't even.
that lives when it's was it?
Lives when it is fed, dies if you give it a drink.
Fire.
Yep.
Wait. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, that's true. Right? Yeah. Okay. I can see that.
What word would you use to describe a man who does not have all his fingers on one hand?
Sure, that's man. I have no idea.
What word would you use to describe a man who does not have all his fingers in one hand?
No, Captain! Captain! No!
Okay. Oh. Think about two hands. Think about two hands.
Your mom thinks about you.
I don't need to hear these. But think about two hands. Think about two hands. Think about fingers on two hands.
Think about fingers. What the fuck is...
Wait. Fingerless? I don't know.
Fingerless.
What would you describe a man who does not have all his fingers in one hand?
It was like pterodactyl something. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
The answer is normal because people usually have half their fingers on one hand and the other half on the other.
Yeah, okay, I get it now.
Ah, you're so cool.
We're for Captain Hook.
Yeah, Captain Hook.
Okay, next question. What can one catch that is not thrown?
Your breath.
Is it?
No.
Catch feelings. Catch.
Think about weather.
Think about what?
Weather.
Oh, cold. Is it catch
yeah,
a cold?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why didn't I get that?
Okay, next one. What is it that if you have, you want to share me? What? This grammar is complete.
You say the riddle, bro.
Can you English?
What is it that if you have, you want to share me, and if you share, you do not have?
Huh?
I'm so confused. I understand if you look at the answer, it makes sense, but...
What is that if you have, you want to share me?
And a what? You don't want to have.
It's a woman, isn't it?
What the hell?
You want to share
I mean, I'm dumb. If you have, you want to share me. No.
A secret.
What?
A secret.
Alec!
Whoa!
This is so... Doo-doo. Sam is complete, thinking in the complete opposite direction, and then you just come out of nowhere saying the answer. Next question.
Sam was talking about women. I don't know what you're talking about.
If a plane crashes on the border between the United States and Canada, where do they bury the survivors?
What?
If a plane crashes on the border between the United States and Canada, where do they bury the survivors?
It depends.
Is it like I know
the answer. I just want to stretch out the question. I have a question. Are the people Mexican?
What are you kidding? Sam, you're gonna make a wrong step. I suggest you give me your answer already.
No, what ethnicity are the people from?
They're from all over. Depends on the person. Different people, different places, you know, all just taking a flight.
Bury survivors, bro.
You bury them on... Wait, what? Dude, are they like
Sam
half
got it,
and half?
Sam got it.
What? Wait, what was
you can't bury
survivors, yeah.
Oh, right. I'm so stupid.
Okay, guys. If it takes 8 men 10 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 4 men?
Don't know, bro. Ask Trump.
20.
I don't think
what?
How math works.
Wait, if you have 8...
That is how math works. I'm dumb.
if it takes 8 men...
It's not 20.
If it takes 8 men 10 hours to build a wall, how long would it take 4 men? It depends. Where are they from?
Let's say they're all Seb. They're all you. They're just all 4 of you.
They wouldn't build a wall. They'd be fucking too lazy to do shit. They'd just, like, die. Yeah, it depends. Is it ripped Seb? Or is it, like, now Seb?
Seb, after he realizes he won't get a girlfriend. JK,
Oh, then he probably fucking commit before he fucking goes. No, I can't say that. I'm gonna get cancelled.
You can't say that.
Not cancelled.
I don't understand.
If it takes 8 men 10 hours to build a wall, what do the 4 men have to do?
Build the wall.
Why would they need to build a wall?
Oh, you fucking twat. Oh, you dickhead.
Oh, that's funny.
Bruh. That's not the question, though. The question is, how long would it take 4 men?
No time. It would take them no time, because the wall's already built.
Brownie crashed out. Okay, never mind. I don't like your question.
Next.
If you have a bowl with six apples and you take away four, how many do you have?
Six.
No!
It's a one to six answer. Yep.
The bowl. Are you taking away four from the bowl?
Yeah, you took away four.
From the bowl?
Yeah.
Two.
Then two. In the bowl.
Are you dumb?
What? Is it? Oh, you have four! You have four apples!
Four apples.
I've got it. Cool. Yes, indeed you have four apples because you took four apples.
Six. You said six, bro. Nice.
Oh, God.
Okay, next.
Okay, next.
If you had only one match and entered a dark room containing an oil lamp, some kindling wood, and a newspaper, which would you light first?
Your mom.
Do the newspaper, because then with the newspaper, you'd create a bigger flame, which you could write the oil lamp and the other thing with.
Alec, what's your answer? Do you have the same answer or a different answer?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? I don't care.
That stupid question. Your stupid wall question. Fuck you. Hate that.
So, you know what the answer is?
What's the answer?
The match, because you have to light the match.
You fucking dickhead.
These are killing me. You know what? I'm gonna ask you some golf questions now, because Seb, you said you were good at golf.
I'm good at this.
These trick questions are so good.
That sounded very sensual.
Not what I was trying to go for.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to find the quiz that I put on a Google document. Give me a second.
What did he steal?
Okay.
My sock.
Seb.
I will literally get away, dog! Sorry, Christian, I'm getting hounded by my dog.
That's unfortunate.
Sorry, podcast listeners. Yeah, Alec, you talk to him first.
Okay. Seb.
Hey, Christian.
What's the longest club in a golf set?
Oh, my dog. It's snutter in my face. You know?
What's the longest club?
Sorry, give me 1 second, Christian.
Seb seems to be
dying. This is some technical difficulty, my dog.
It's unfortunate.
Ow.
For Seb, you know.
Ow!
I'm not.
He's so nervous.
You know, let it stop when your dog is attacking me. My dog is attacking me, so.
Hey, Christian, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just talking to the audience because I can mute and still talk to them.
Sorry, audience. My dog is currently trying to... Oh!
Seb is weak. JK, Seb's strong. You know, dog difficulties.
Oh, God. I think... Jesus Christ. Don't pull. It's going to...
Scabby, here.
Oh my God!
Scabby, here.
Stop.
Scabby. Come here, girl. Not don't.
You're trying to get him out of the way.
It's unfortunate for you.
Yes.
It's okay, Sav. You know, life is hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll call the phone, please. Just talk to your friend.
Hello, Grishin.
Do you know any... Are you good with golf questions, Alec?
Not really.
You know,
you can ask me any other questions.
These are true or false questions. This is a true or false question, so... You know, no way you can get it wrong. 50-50 shot.
Right.
So...
False.
How did you get it?
I knew it!
Guys, everyone... The word golf is an acronym that stands for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden, true or false.
No, your face, dude.
False.
What?
Okay, Seb, are you back?
Yeah, I'm ready for my golf questions.
Okay, Seb, what is the longest club in a golf set?
Driver.
Where did golf originate?
Scotland.
According to the USGA rules, how many golf clubs are you allowed to have in your bag?
14.
Jesus. Who is the oldest player to win the Masters?
Ooh. Shit. Wait. Jack Nicklaus?
Yes.
Yes!
Which of the following is not a golf club? Putter, copper, driver, iron, wood.
Copper.
What is the difference between a birdie and a bogey?
A birdie is one under par, and a bogey is one over par, and par is the amount of strokes you need to hit a hole with.
Good job. Seb, what are the four major golf championships?
Fuck. Masters.
Okay.
Wait. There's Masters, there is Ryder Cup. Is that one of them?
No.
Oh, really? Wait, the Masters, US Open?
Yep.
Open Championship?
Boom, last one.
I want to say USPGA Championship, I'm not sure.
Yes, sir! Okay. Next. Which major is golfing legend Rory McIlroy?
McIlroy,
yet to claim.
I'm sorry?
Which major did he not win? Which one has he not?
The Masters, no?
Yes.
Yeah, sad.
Seb, what is the maximum mass and diameter of a golf ball?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the maximum mass and diameter of a golf ball? Mass and diameter.
Wait. I think I know this. Wait, is the mass? Can we do ounces or like ounces grams?
I'll just convert.
Okay. 1.1. Well, I think like 1.6 ounces.
Okay, that's close enough. 1.62 inches.
Okay. Inches. Are we doing inches or like millimeters or I don't know.
Choice. What? I'm just gonna convert it.
Bro. I don't. Okay. So you're talking diameter, right?
Yeah.
1.7?
Close enough. 1.68. Great job.
Take that.
What is an albatross?
An albatross, you can only hit on a par... No. No, you can only hit albatrosses on a par 5 and par 4. It's when you shoot 2 under on par. So let's say... you have a par 5 and you hold it in 3 shots. That's an albatross.
It says 3 under par.
Wait, what's 2 under par?
You can ask me Formula 1 questions and I'll be sure to answer that.
Wait, how's it 3 under par? How do you...
An eagle is 2 under par.
Eagle is 2... Oh, fuck. Yeah, my bad. I forgot there was an eagle. Shit, my bad.
Seb, only 4 people in history have made an albatross in the Masters. Name one of them.
Ooh. Okay, I'm just gonna think of like the top tier golfers here. I don't know. I wanna say I don't know how to pronounce his last name, bro. I know he did. I think it's like Louis
Oosthuizen. Wow, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, good.
Okay. Next question. Which club hosts the Masters tournament?
Do I get extra points if I tell you what Masters he shot the albatross in?
Yeah, if you can tell me the year, sure.
No, the tournament.
I don't know. It doesn't tell me. Okay. If you can...
Masters tournament, the Augusta National.
Okay, which club hosts the Masters tournament?
Isn't it Augusta?
Yes. Golf is an Olympic sport, true or false?
True.
How many times has Tiger Woods won the Masters?
Oh shit, I think it's like 5.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Too good. Yes. Who competes in the Ryder Cup?
It's UK and US.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is the oldest golf course in the world?
Oh, St. Andrews, I think, in Scotland?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many holes are there in a round of professional golf?
18.
Okay, Seb, this part I was not supposed to have, but I wanted to see if these are good golf jokes.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
This is from scarymommy.com/golfjokes. Okay?
Okay.
It says that just 130 plus golf jokes. So funny, they're a hole in one. So if you don't laugh. So. Okay. So, Seb, there are three ways to improve your golf game. Take lessons, practice constantly, or start cheating.
Or what?
Start cheating.
No, you forgot alcohol.
Ah.
Watching this.
Oh yeah, my bad. Alcohol. Mr. Bertrinal, Mrs. Bertrinal, both Bertrinals. We love golf. We don't condone alcohol, okay? Even though Budweiser on the course is quite nice.
Hey.
I mean, no. I'm playing. Yes,
so,
continue.
Sam, what's the easiest shot in golf?
Same one as us.
Oh shit! Yeah, we are. What's the easiest shot in golf?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Mom.
I mean, are we going like in depth in this question or?
No, just it's a joke.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke. Oh yeah. I don't know. My bad. Yeah, it was. It was it.
Your fourth putt. I don't know why that's funny. I don't know.
What?
Anyway,
it's sad because it's true. I fucking four-putted a hole the first time I played Santa Elena.
Wait. Do you have any Formula One questions?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to look for some Formula One questions.
Yes.
With answers. This will be our last segment until I ask you some personal questions. Okay. It's loading.
Does Alec only get to answer this?
You know what? Whoever answers it first.
All right.
Yeah. In which country was the term Grand Prix first used for a motor race?
Italy. I don't know.
Grand Prix, sorry.
France.
So I've got it first.
Yeah, okay.
Brazilian driver Rubens Barrichello broke an F1 record at the 2008 Turkish Grand Prix. What was it?
Most second driver. was that record broken again? Or?
No. It hasn't been broken again.
2008, what Grand Prix? Turkish Grand Prix?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, actually.
Is it related to, like, being a Brazilian? Like, is it...
No, it doesn't.
Or is it...
It's... Wait, do you want the answer?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Most race starts.
No, that's not true, because Kimi Räikkönen beat it after. That's why...
I didn't know that, okay? I'm sorry.
That's why okay. I asked...
I'm just assuming. Okay, envy. Next question. The first Formula One race took place in 1946 in Turin. Who was the winner of this race?
Was it Farina?
No.
Oh, was it?
Wait, maybe. I don't know if that. Let me go if this guy is. If that's his nickname.
It's Farina. Yeah, I think it's Farina.
What? Wait, do you know his like first name and?
His last name's Farina. He's
okay,
like
not
he
Farina.
Won.
If his last name's Farina, no.
I don't know.
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Achille
was it?
Varzi?
Who?
I don't know. I just read the questions.
Right, the wrong ones. Okay.
sorry. Which racing team has the nickname the Prancing Horse?
Ferrari.
The Iceman Ferrari. Is the nickname given to which Finnish Formula yeah. 1 world champion?
Kimi Mateus Räikkönen.
Yes. What is the name of the youngest F1 driver to win a race?
Max Verstappen.
Is it?
Yeah.
That was Vettel, no?
Max Verstappen, because he broke
it. Which racing team has the record for winning the most races in an F1 season?
Red Bull?
Wait, Seb, what's your answer? What's Alex? What are your answers?
Is it by percentage?
It was Ferrari.
No, Red Bull, I know Red Bull had the most consecutive wins.
I think it's Ferrari.
Is it consecutively or is it just in
a
season?
It's just a season. How many out of 21 races?
Oh, 21 races. Mercedes.
Yeah. If you can guess how many they won.
14. No. Wait, both drivers?
14's a good guess.
It was just Mercedes.
Both?
Yeah.
14.
Alec, do you have a guess? 0 to 21.
14. Okay. 12.
19.
Oh, jeez. Was that 2020?
2016.
2016.
Okay, now, bro. Nico Rosberg and Hamilton fucked me.
Not Spain.
Okay. This is our last question for F1.
Yeah.
Team Haas competed in the F1 for which country?
US. US.
Okay. Great job. Then this is the final segment. I asked everyone on the podcast this question, okay? You guys ready?
Yes, I'm single.
So these are more serious questions. So, who are your guys' heroes?
That's a good question.
Ayrton Senna. Oh, no.
I found these questions on how to pick up a girl.
It's Christian's mom.
I don't know. I don't have a hero.
It's Christian's mom.
It's my mom? Wow. I don't think it's not true.
I do have a hero. His name is Jed D. He is my hero.
Okay. If you guys could live anywhere, where would it be?
With Alec. Okay. With Christian's mom.
Thanks, Alec. So, what is your biggest fear?
I'm sorry?
What are your guys' biggest fears? So Alec, this is not what I signed up for. I did not sign up for Alec giving me responses like that.
What is my biggest fear? I don't know, bro. I've kind of been numb to the pain of getting rejected by girls, so that kind of is gone off the table. Biggest fear? Probably losing a friend. That's definitely a big one.
Alec, how about you?
Failure. Christian's mom. Failure of getting Christian's mom.
That's unfortunate for me. Okay. What is your favorite family vacation? What has
nowhere. Your favorite? I'm kidding.
with Christian.
Alec! God!
What do you mean? Like an ideal family vacation?
No,
or like
what is your favorite? Like what has been your favorite?
Going to Ireland, definitely, like, yeah, seeing my people.
We went to LA was fun.
Okay. What would you change about yourself if you could?
Muscles.
My obsession for Christian's mom.
Oh, I see. I wish I was white.
What? You really wish you're white?
Why? Yeah, bro.
That's so cringe.
Yeah.
No, I think
Christian, you can't say that, but okay.
Oh, anyway. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry, I can't say it. Alec, you can say it. My bad.
What did you say?
Sorry.
Yes! Bye.
Next question. What motivates you guys to work hard?
Christian's mom.
That's good for you, Alec.
It really helps you. It used to be girls, but now nothing really motivates. It depends. In goal.
Girls? Wow.
Yeah, but then now it's probably Jed D.
Jed D? Okay.
Yeah.
Next. What is your favorite thing about being a student?
Being in the same school as Jed D.
What? That there's a chance I can see Christian's mustache. No,
I need real responses.
I like that there's not that many consequences to, like, serious things. So
that's true. I could have been suspended.
Like you can kind of goof around. I like that, like, being a student. Like,
what is your biggest complaint about being in school?
That I can't fucking go out and drink alcohol. I mean, what? I can't go out with my friends.
You would never. So it's,
I can't legally watch.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I can. That's true, actually.
No, but, I know students, there's a lot of, like, stress. Mm-mm. You know?
Fair enough, yeah. And finally, yeah, final question, Alec, you cannot say the answer you've been giving for, like, maybe 6 out of the last 9 questions. What is your proudest accomplishment? Alec, I don't. Just don't.
Go on.
What are your guys' biggest achievements or proudest accomplishments?
Don't say it! Don't say it!
Make
This isn't it. This isn't cool.
Playing with Jed D.
Playing with Jed D, okay. Alec,
I don't
end us off.
I don't have any achievements. I'm fucking worthless and a poor excuse for a human being.
No. Come on.
Nah, that's fine. I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? It's all good. Alec, you shouldn't respond to any of the questions. 6 out of 10 questions you answered.
Nah, bro. His achievement is pulling Calamity. I've been trying to do that shit for the past, like, year. And he managed to do it in 2 weeks.
Do what? First
pull Calameo, bro.
Okay. So.
Well, that, now I'm,
that's
like,
that's my biggest sheep like, pulling into Christian's mom.
Wait.
Are you kidding me? Okay, what are your last words? You know, this is the end of this podcast. You know, thank you for being on. Do you have anything you want to say before you go?
Okay, to Christian's mom, I'm so sorry. I am so, so sorry if you hear this. I did not mean that. Okay.
Yeah, I really and, hope listen.
And Seb said that the entire time.
No.
Let the record...
Oh, Christian, you know what my voice sounds like? Christian's mom, I love you. Please don't.
I love you too.
Okay. Two very mature people, and for the first time, I have to edit this podcast because Seb is, well, Seb. So, thank you, everyone. Peace out, you guys. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
That isn't my last few words. That is my last few words. Hold on, wait.
Do you want me to end it?
Do I all the kids out there that dream of achieving the impossible?
You can't do it. You're worthless. Just stop while you're doing it now.